I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Rodney Chapman is leaving his post as University of Utah's police chief and taking a campus safety position at Brown University in Rhode Island. He's suing the U after being accused of several violations and missteps, which he's since been cleared of. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, much of northern Utah will be under a Stage 2 fire restriction as of midnight tonight. That means now open fires, charcoal fires, even barbecues on unincorporated private lands in those areas are prohibited. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
It looks like they may have been able to get this rollover crash moved out of traffic because drivers are going in that right lane once again northbound on Legacy Parkway prior to Parish Lane in Centerville. The problem is residual delays still are solid back to Woods Cross and almost North Salt Lake. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Heavy thunderstorms in southern Utah, but partly cloudy skies here in the north. I'm Kevin Eubank.
93 in Salt Lake City. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
A breakthrough COVID case, a White House staffer who's vaccinated testing positive, Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The White House medical unit has conducted contact tracing interviews and determined no close contacts among White House principals or staff or the president. The individual has mild symptoms.
The CDC director says the vaccines are still keeping people out of the hospital and preventing deaths in breakthrough cases. An outbreak of COVID in Memphis, Tennessee, Methodist Le Bonheur Hospital. Dr. John Ike says many there thought the COVID emergency was over.
It's disheartening because we had been in such a good spot. I'm just coming on to service today, and I carry a list of patients. Out of those 19 patients, 5 of them are now COVID positive.
The Oakland City Council approving preliminary terms for a new $12 billion waterfront ballpark for the Oakland Athletics. Not clear if it's enough to keep the team from bolting. Amnesty International says phone numbers for 14 heads of state, including French President Macron, were targeted by clients of spyware company NSO Group. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Now the in-depth, a record 93,000 Americans died from drug overdoses last year, up 30% from the year before. Susanna Bird is the prevention program administrator for the state. She says before last year, the number of overdose deaths in Utah had been going down for the past 6 years.
In 2019, we were one of the few states that actually saw a decrease. So we were one of like 11 states in the nation that saw a decrease with the opioid overdose deaths. And so for us to go up bums me out, obviously, that we're going up, but we still did fairly well compared to other states. We didn't have such a sharp increase.
She says we're able to keep the numbers low through the through programs from the legislature, like giving first responders naloxone kits, a life-saving tool for overdoses. She adds communities coalitions came together last year to increase outreach, knowing that people could be struggling.
Well, we had a pandemic that increased some stress in families and in communities because of job losses, which generally increases some of the substance misuse and abuse that we have. However, again, those communities stepped up. You saw more food bank support. You saw more involvement on online communities.
Now, as people return to their normal social lives, she says they'll combat overdoses with new tools.
There are programs and strategies such as we're looking at some mobile crisis units for opioid overdose or for drug overdoses as well, so that people can have access in communities that it's difficult to get to those resources face to face. So we are looking at ways to hopefully mitigate those additional overdoses that may come from a result of jumping back into our previous lifestyle.
She says people who are hoping to decrease overdoses in the state should look at local coalitions. KSL News Time 549. It's time for Triple Team Traffic and Emergency Report brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
We are starting to see traffic move a little bit better. We're not clear of the delays. It's all due to the earlier rollover crash northbound on Legacy prior to Parish Lane in Centerville. So you're still going to see a mix of heavy and slow, slow and go and stop and go speeds back through Woods Cross. A crash westbound to I-80 at State Street blocking two right lanes of traffic. That's causing delays back to 9th East. And for those southbound on I-15, delays continue 33rd South to 114th South Draper. Michelle?
Well, delays southbound I-15 starting about Lehigh's Main Street, headed down into Linden on the flip side, right at the curve where Orem is meeting into Linden, all the way up to American Fork, and seeing some slowdowns on Pioneer Crossing between I-15 and Saratoga Springs. Len?
In Salt Lake City, 300 West is busy with traffic and the construction slow from the ballpark to 21st South in either direction. Taking the trek northbound on I-15, it's a tight drive from the downtown ramps to the north interchange, and then some slowing in Centerville, probably picking up some of that traffic from the Legacy problem there. And then you've got slowing from Layton up to Antelope Drive, and some southbound slowing still Riverdale down to Sunset, but looking a little bit better. Jump in the car and head to Logan this Pioneer holiday weekend. Everything from celebrations, festivals, and fireworks to live performances, hiking, biking, and dining. Less than a gas tank away. ExploreLogan.com. I'm Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Now here's your 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, a partly cloudy day here in Salt Lake City. Temperatures in the mid-90s, but tonight, 75 for the low. Partly cloudy, a little warmer, a little drier on Wednesday, 99 here in Salt Lake. And then we start to bring back a little southern surge of moisture. Thursday, Friday, the thunderstorms will increase and get to the Wasatch Front. A bit of a break for the weekend. Partly cloudy skies on Saturday, Sunday, upper 90s, a little drier. And then more storms get here Monday, Tuesday, so our active pattern continues. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
93 degrees, no thunderstorms. At least, yeah, right?
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
Think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme. And put your car on cruise and lay back, because it's summertime.
This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Healing for Life. The nation, including Utah, is experiencing a major blood shortage. Dr. Sarah Ailstrup, Clinical Pathology Medical Director for Intermountain Healthcare, said, "We're asking that Utahns step up and donate during this critical time. It's vital that we have enough blood to treat patients who are undergoing surgeries and procedures, as well as trauma patients who are brought in from the scene of an accident who are fighting for their lives. The increased need for blood used in hospitals is attributed to the rising trauma cases during the summer, as well as transplants and surgeries. The COVID pandemic also contributed to the shortage, as people put off necessary surgeries or care during the pandemic. Some patients have presented with more advanced disease progression from delaying care, which has increased the need for blood transfusions. The Red Cross also reports donor turnout seems to be lower than normal this summer. Consistent blood donations are needed because blood is perishable and can't be stored longer than 42 days. Healthy individuals are needed to donate now and throughout the summer to help patients counting on life-saving blood. Intermountain physicians predict the shortage may last 60 to 90 days. Type O is the most in-demand blood type and often is the first to be depleted. Type O negative is the universal blood type which emergency room personnel reach for when there isn't time to determine a patient's blood type in an emergency. To schedule an appointment to donate, go to either redcrossblood.org or utahblood.org. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and my friends at Zero Res, they know this time of year. July is the time to declare your freedom from dirt, spills, and pet accidents with a little help from Zero Res Carpet Cleaning. You're supposed to be celebrating hiking, boating, being out in the sun. When Drew and Chris came to our home this past week, first they went to work with the ZR Lifter, which has the counter-rotating brushes. It pulls all the gross stuff out of your carpet fibers that your vacuum is missing. And then that patented wand process rinses the carpet fibers while simultaneously simultaneously sucking the moisture back up. They don't flood the carpet. You'll be surprised how quickly it will dry. And of course, they use water to clean. No harsh, dirt-attracting residue left behind. You've got to experience Zero Res. We've trusted them for years. Schedule your carpet cleaning with Zero Res Carpet today. This month, $33 per room of carpet, plus the fourth room cleaned for free. It's really quick to make your appointment online at ZeroResSaltLake.com. Up north, it's ZeroResDavisWeber.com.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Apple employees will be able to keep their sweatpants on a little longer. The company's letting its employees stay home for the time being. Apple making the decision because of California's spike in COVID cases. KSL Drive's Tesla will soon start production of an electric 18-wheeler. After years of delays, Tesla's indicated it's going to start building the e-semi before the end of the year. Disney has some employees who have to constantly test out theme park rides. That's their job. Could you imagine getting paid to do this? Inside reports you'll hear more about this job in a new Disney Plus series, which will take viewers behind the scenes at the theme park rides. On Wall Street, nice bounce back, the Dow gaining 549 points. The S&P was up 64, the NASDAQ gained 223. New York has struck a $1 billion deal with three opioid distributors. ABC's Aaron Katursky with more.
New York Attorney General Letitia James negotiated a $1.2 billion settlement with McKesson, Cardinal Health, and AmerisourceBergen. The drug distributors will now be dropped from an ongoing trial that accused them of contributing to the opioids crisis in this state. James said the companies distributed opioids without regard to the national crisis they were helping to fuel. The drug distributors are also involved in a separate nationwide settlement that calls on them to pay more than $20 billion.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.